The Happiness Track: How to Apply the Science of Happiness to Accelerate Your Success. Author: Emma Sapala. Introduction. Most of us want to do a good job and we want to enjoy doing it. Everyone wants to be successful and happy. Achieving these two goals has never been more elusive. Because of advances in technology, the pace of our lives is reaching overwhelming levels. When we do achieve our goals by rushing, straining, and keeping up, we don't necessarily feel good. We might experience a self-relief, but that relief comes with a high price tag: burnout, disconnection, and stress. Happiness, defined as a state of heightened positive emotion, has a profound positive effect on our professional and personal lives. It increases our emotional and social intelligence, boosts our productivity, and heightens our influence over peers and colleagues. These are the very ingredients that allow us to be successful without having to sacrifice our health and physiological well-being. The 6 keys to success and happiness. 1. Stop chasing the future. Focus on the future and on everything they needed to do. Students are permanently anxious. Before they finish one task, their minds are ready to take on the next thing they could accomplish in the name of productivity and success. As a result, they're unable to be present and celebrate their current accomplishment, not to mention enjoy their life. Constantly focusing on the next thing ironically ends up keeping you from the very success you were chasing. When everyone embraces the view that each minute is an opportunity to accomplish more and move ahead, you get caught up in this perspective and don't stop to question whether it's working for you. And you may even pride yourself in your willpower. The anticipatory joy trap. The joy of the chase fueled by the excitement of a potential or imagined reward is called anticipatory joy. This hunt that captures us is the reason we get so caught up in chasing achievements. It's this anticipatory joy that makes hard-to-get patterns so attractive, and the very latest iPhone so titillating. Marketers are experts at tapping into our love for a good chase. They use techniques like special deals and unique or limited opportunities to entice us. Anticipatory joy drives work addiction as well. Research has shown that people who work hard release greater amounts of dopamine in reward areas of the brain. Work addiction is rewarded by our culture and therefore considered a good thing, despite its long-term negative impact on well-being. Being present increases your charisma. A charismatic person is able to exert significant influence because he or she connects with others in meaningful ways. While research on charisma is still in development, one of the most extensive studies on charisma found that it is not so much a gift as a learnable skill that has a lot to do with the ability to be fully present. The study pointed to 6 elements of a charismatic person. 1. Empathy. 2. Good listening skills. 3. Eye contact. 4. Enthusiasm. 5. Self-confidence. 6. Skillful speaking. 2. Step out of overdrive. Everyone wants to be successful. We all want to live at our full potential. When it comes to our goals, dreams, and aspirations, no one wants to be below average. And one of the things we've learned is that we need to have drive. Whether we find it in our employees, our family members, ourselves, we think of drive as a highly desirable trait. We are constantly trying to do more and be better. Drive is a positive thing, in doses. The problem is that when we are living in overdrive, and both science and our own personal experience are showing us that we are paying a high price for it, chronic stress. Why we equate success with stress. Science shows that this drive and stress theory of success backfires in the long run. Stress in small doses or spurts can help us perform at our best and might even help us achieve a short-term goal. Because of this positive effect, many people feel that stress has worked for them in the past and therefore concludes it's necessary all the time. However, over time, chronic stress is the number one enemy of success. It depletes us and weakens the cognitive skills we most need. Tapping into natural resilience. Resilience is the ability to quickly bounce back from the stressful situations you face every day. Indian humanitarian and spiritual leader Sri Sri Shankar has spent much of his life teaching yoga-based breathing practice around the world through his organization, the Art of Living Foundation. He points out that our first act in this world is to take a deep breath in, and our last act will be a deep breath out. Breathing is life, yet we are typically not taught, at home or at school, about the importance of breath and its impact on the mind and body. Observe how you breathe. There are different patterns that relate to different emotions. Just as your mind influences the breath, you can influence the state of your mind through breath as well. When we experience anxiety, for example, we are likely to take rapid, shallow breaths. When we feel calm, we take deep, slow breaths. Laughter and sobbing are other examples of how the breath accompanies emotional states. 3. Manage your energy. Self-control. Self-control is one way we mismanage energy, thereby unnecessarily fatiguing ourselves. Whether you call it willpower, grit, or self-mastery, it is the mental determination to get the job done despite your feelings, the lure of alternative attractions and hardships you have to endure. It is critical to success. Self-control is deeply exhausting. It depletes our energies by controlling our impulses, performance, behavior, and thoughts. Calm, the key to energy management. Scientific findings suggest that calmness helps you conserve mental energy, allows you to exercise self-control without effort, and reduces the power of negative thoughts. By providing perspective, calmness is the inaction in the action. You may be in the middle of a critical client meeting, or negotiating the deal of a lifetime. But inside you remain peaceful, calm, and grounded. As a consequence, you are more observant, a better listener, communicating more skillfully, and making better decisions. Whether you win or lose, whether you succeed or fail, you come out on top. You remain centered and at ease. 4. Get more done by doing more of nothing. How doing nothing leads to creativity. Being idle and letting your mind wander constitute the optimum state of inventive thought and new perspectives. The two kinds of thinking, linear and creative, align with different neural networks in the brain. The first involves conscious focus on an activity, while the second, sometimes called the default network because it is activated when we're just relaxing, involves thoughts, fantasies, daydreams, and memories that arise when we aren't focused on a particular task. Ideally, we would have the ability to switch flexibly from one to the other, according to circumstances. Invite fun and happiness back into your life. Creative companies in a wide range of industries, from technology to clothing, understand the importance of play for employees' creativity. Play has a positive impact on creativity. In addition to helping us both mind wander and diversify, it stimulates positive emotion, which research shows leads to greater insight and better problem solving. 5. Enjoy a successful relationship with yourself. The dangers of self-criticism. Research shows when you are excessively self-critical, you damage both your psychological well-being and your chances at success. Our brains have competing systems, one that seeks rewards and another that fears failure. Fear of failure, when excessive, stands directly in the way of success. It is important to be more compassionate with yourself to be more successful. 6. Understand the kindness edge. Succeed through compassion. Compassion is the reverse of self-focus. In fact, it is profoundly other-focused. It involves empathetically feeling someone else's pain and attempting to help that person in some way. Empathy is the emotional and physiological mechanism by which we understand someone else's emotion. Compassion is experiencing empathy for someone else's pain and having the desire to alleviate that pain. It involves sensitivity to the suffering of others and a desire to help them in a non-judgmental way. Think of how painful it is to experience the opposite of compassion, loneliness, or worse, rejection. Whether personal, professional, or romantic, rejection leads to immense pain. Rejection is unbearable, so unbearable that the same parts of the brain are activated during social rejection as during physical pain. Stress due to conflict in relationships, work or otherwise, is so damaging that it causes increased inflammation levels in the body. Both physically and psychologically, we experience compassionate social connection as wonderful, and rejection or loneliness as devastating. Compassion is good for the bottom line. Research shows that happier employees make for improved collegiality, as well as a more congenial workplace. A compassionate culture at work not only improves employee well-being and productivity, but also improves client health outcomes and satisfaction. In other words, compassion benefits you, your team, and your clients, bringing better results all around. Finally, you already have the capacity to come up with brilliant ideas, to remain calm in the face of overwhelming demands, to stay present when your mind pulls you away, to be kind to yourself and others, and to sit with your thoughts and rest when the world tells you to go, go, go.